Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning in to this hump day pod of Born to Be a Star. Today is another day, another opportunity for you to recognize your star power, look in the mirror, and reflect on where you've been and where you're going to next. And not only do I want you to look in that mirror and reflect on where you've been in your journey of life, I want you to look in that mirror and reflect on the fact that you love what you see, regardless of what is looking back at you. You love where you are, what stage you are, and whatever is next on your journey. We are doing this together, brothers and sisters. It's you, me, us, they, and them. We are taking over the world because we are positive, we are happy, we are reassuring, and we are committing to this thing called life. We are not caving in. We are being who we're supposed to be, the stars. And nothing can stop the stars, not even the darkness. So let's jump right into it. Yes, we can. You and me decide we want to learn a new language. Yes, we can decide we want to travel more this year. Yes, we can decide we want to wear a bob instead of having a hair be long and tingly and who knows what. Yes, we can decide we want highlights. Yes, we can decide we want to shop at one store versus another. Or maybe we're tired of going to the drugstore and we want to get all of our medication delivered through Amazon. And we're finally done with it. Yes, we can decide that maybe we want to shop at Whole Foods or maybe we want to change our supermarket. We can decide that we want to learn a new hobby. We want to learn how to sew. We want to ski in the winter in Vermont. Or we can decide that it's time we get a new car or we buy a house or we rent a house or we plan out our vacations or we spend more time with our family. The idea is, yes, we can. We can do anything we put our minds to, and it could legitimately be anything, like learning how to play a new game. Maybe you want to play chess competitively, or maybe you want to play Uno competitively. Whatever it may be, something big, small, ginormous, or something un poquito, whatever it is, do it, and do it unapologetically. Yes, we can. Following the yes, we can is the idea of never giving up. Just like John Cena says as his main go-to verbiage, he has a lot of them. That's not just one of his mantras. He's got a lot. But one of his main mantras is never give up. And every time I hear him say that, it just instills this positive light within me that I cannot explain. But it just, it severely gives me like some weird variation of purpose and identity. Never giving up is persevering through difficulty, heartache, and struggle. It's being dependent, reliable, and there in the eye of the storm when things are really horrible and there's not a word to describe that. By enduring something that maybe you didn't think was possible with somebody that you love. That is what saying I'm never going to give up means. When he shows up to army bases and everybody wants to give him a high five and a hug and everybody wants to take selfies and he ignites the fire within those young men and women that are serving to protect the United States of America. And when he shows up to do make-a-wishes to all the kids of, you know, and he's done the most make-a-wishes to a lot of people. When he shows up and he does everything that he does, the reason he is so good at this is because, one, he believes in it, and two, he doesn't give up. And since he doesn't give up, neither can I. The idea of never give up is holding on, persevering through the difficulty, and knowing that there is going to be good on the other side of whatever's bad right now. We can do this together. Let's hold hands. Let's get through the fire till we get back to the water, okay? You, me, they, them, and us. We are going to change it all. Moving on from the never give up is the why not today. An indecisiveness and procrastination drives me insane, right? Oh my God, when am I going to do this? Oh my God, is this going to be okay? Oh my God, am I going to do this? I used to be a person that would ask people a lot of things and I still kind of do it now and I got to stop doing that. I'm making my own decisions for myself and like I'm going to have to deal with the consequences if it's bad. But why do I need to sit around and beg people for permission for me to live, right? No, right? Whatever you do, whatever you don't do today might affect you tomorrow. We can't control time. And if the dishwasher doesn't work and we don't get it fixed, then we got to wash the dishes by hand. And although I like Mr. Clean sponges, I don't really want to wash all the dishes by hand every time I eat. I find that kind of annoying. So I'm getting the dishwasher fixed. I am getting on to Angie.com or whatever the app is, and I'm finding someone who's a professional to fix the damn dishwasher. If the washing machine doesn't work, I'm getting that fixed too. If there's something wrong with the car, I'm calling up the mechanic, and I'm not going to be the person that wants to do DIY with everything because I don't have the time to do that. So whatever you don't do today might affect your tomorrow. Get on board with it, man. We can't control time, but we do have an idea of what we are going to be able to do and what we can't. So do as much as you can with the time that you have available so you don't regret what you didn't do. Because you might not know that showing up and being on time and doing something correctly is only going to affect you in a positive way until you don't do it. Moving into the headlines. Today, Rihanna posted a video in a magazine with her wearing a nun costume, insulting Catholics everywhere. Except the country that she comes from is primarily Catholic. That might not be a good idea for Savage or whatever your company is called. But I think celebrities aren't that smart. So I'm not going to blame her for this, but I'm going to blame the people around her for allowing her to do it. You're really creating an environment now where people are going to be questioning you. Like, why? Why is it you need to acquiesce to the media, right? Why do you have to? You can have the bad girl vibes or the demonic thing going on, or, you know, the the death metal and the loud, like, bass, and you can have all that, right? You can have your goth stage, right? I think every girl has that. But does that mean you have to dress up like a nun and insult them? Yesterday I told you about the people that show up at the games in California to the Dodgers stadium, and they dress up like nuns and they want to insult Catholic people. They want to show up the parishes. The FBI wants to basically question Catholics. And she's a part of that now. Why? Not just her, but Biden was on a stage and he couldn't talk again and he didn't know where the hell he was. And Don Lemon got married to his white husband because every time a black person wants to insult white people, typically the person that they are marrying is white. So it doesn't make any sense, does it? No, it doesn't. Outside of the fact that Rihanna is kind of questionable. And there's a bunch of idiot scientist ladies running around with microphones claiming that other planets are like gases and we're going to have the ability to go to a gas planet, except that that's not happening. That happened yesterday or the day before or something. Insane, right? Just insane. There's a bunch of stuff happening in the world that we live in, and it's not controllable. And I know that it would be easy for us to sit here and pretend like, you know, everything happening is okay. But the rhinos and the never American Democrats want to control your freedom in America. So they want to make everything a police state where they have total autocracy over any of your freedom. Everything you do is going to be visible to them. I told you about the money thing that they want to create to have complete control over what you can spend and what you can't. If you think it's bad now, it's going to get really worse. And the things that I'm saying, you might not find this anywhere else, right? Joe Biden and his gang of idiots are desperate to confirm votes right now. So now they're claiming that maybe now he has the ability to make a new direction with getting rid of these people at the border. Except the entire time he had that ability. So why is he lying? And now they're supposedly going to get rid of student loans. How? You're going to get rid of student loans for 32 million people? Shit, are you going to get rid of mine? No, they're going to tell me they can't do it because I make too much money. Of course. So you're only getting rid of student loans for people that don't deserve to have student loans forgiveness. How the fuck does that work? Moving on from that. Biden pretended like he was a professor in Pennsylvania. And this isn't the first time he said it. He said it before and people made fun of him. Biden also makes numerous false claims about Second Amendment during the Vision interview. Kevin Costner is trying to get votes because he's talking about the final episode of Yellowstone. But honestly, at this point, I don't even care anymore. That whole thing that Hollyweird did with doing a boycott or whatever they were doing, I don't want to be a part of any of that. So whatever show that I was looking at before they started that, I'm probably never going to see the rest of it. Just because I don't care. And I'm not a person that has a lot of time to give two shits about that. I'm busy. I'm always working. I work for the money that I make. Nobody gives me anything. So if you're going to act like that, like I don't have to get up every day and go to work to pay for the sources of your fucking income, then I'm good. I don't need to watch you, man. Bye. I'll find something else to watch. I'll just watch all the Gordon Ramsay that I can find because it's a win-win situation with me and Gordon. He's working hard to fulfill the stomach needs of a lot of Americans, and I'm here to do it. Biden claims that he had an economic victory, except he didn't because inflation went up and the numbers are not on his side. House blocks the FISA spy bill. Thank God. Looks like Josh Hawley confronted some woke pro-Hamas supporters that showed up to the Senate and tried to block them from going to lunch, and they got called out for exactly who they are. China follower worshipers pretending that reality doesn't exist, and the things that they're claiming that's happening in Hamas isn't happening in China, right? With the Uyghurs and the prisoners that they have there, and we're pretending like reality isn't real. I mean, he called it out. He was on Fox News earlier. And it was very entertaining to watch him. I love listening to him. I think he's great, right? I think he is definitely someone that I could see being the president at some point. If not the president, at a higher position than what he's doing right now, for sure. Some Trump executive gets sentenced to 5 months in prison for the love of God. Now they're claiming that every like college or institution is rigged with racism. I don't understand how that works, especially like if the college or the institution is in like a city or like a town that's not rich. How does that work? Like, I don't really think that like universities care about race. That would mess with their bottom line, which is their money. I don't really think the government should have gotten involved in education, but what do I know? I don't understand how this Fannie Willis case is working out either. Why isn't she fired? I don't understand that. I just want to take some time before I get to the main part of the political podcast to say this. The idea that it's okay for men to pretend they want to be women and pretend that they have vaginas when they don't have them, and they want to take over women's sports because they cannot succeed in men's sports, is unfathomable and it's horrible. It's a disgrace not only to this country, but to every country. If you can't win in your own sport, then you're a loser. And the idea that you want to pretend to be another sex because you have an opportunity to win is sad. Do you know what we're doing? We're limiting women's ability to prosper and be successful, and we're giving it right back to men, right? And I'm a believer that women can succeed and accomplish a lot of things. I think the main thing women should be is like a caregiver, a mother, and a wife, and a sister, and a daughter. Those are the main things. But I also think it's important to recognize that a woman could possibly be an athlete. I think it's important to recognize that a woman could succeed at swimming or running in track or lifting weights or doing anything. And the idea that these men want to join these fractions of a sport that a woman's in because they cannot win in men's sports is horrible. And I'm taking a moment to call them out because someone needs to, and her name is me. And I will not be scared to call it like it is. Dylan Mulvaney was not a great idea, right? These DEI stupid ass thoughts and ideas that are going to destroy any business is going to end up failing. Why are we allowing these trans people to be in Olympics and play against women? Why are we going to potentially injure women because men can't deal with the fact that they suck? When is there a limitation here? I don't know. Main part of the conversation. Who will Trump pick for vice president? I'm hoping it's Vivek because I really like him. And I like that he's self-made and he's completely brilliant to me. Anytime I hear him talk, anytime he's on Gutfeld, anytime he's on anything, I'm watching it. I find him very endearing, very intellectually savvy. And I'm totally on board with him, right? 100,000,000%. But I don't know who it's going to be. It could be Tim Scott. It could be the other dude. It could be a lot of people. We're going to have to wait, and we're going to have to see. Christianity shouldn't be silenced. And I've talked a lot about Catholicism and Catholics and how Muslims and how other religions aren't attacked. And I'm just going to say this. And I've said it many times, and I keep bringing God into the conversation because I do feel like religion is the hegemon to everything else. If you take out the idea of religion, what else do they have to bash us with? Do you think Rihanna would have dressed up in a Muslim outfit with a headscarf on? Would she have done that? Do you think any of these people will show up to praying sites? To Muslim sites? No. There is a war on Christianity. And yesterday I talked very heavily about the fact that Ben Shapiro doesn't have a way to hide. Neither does Jeremy Boring or the Daily Wire or anyone else that wants to censor your speech. What they did to Candace Owens was unfathomably wrong and horrible. And they will pay the piper. It might not happen today or tomorrow or this month or next month, but it's going to happen long term because people aren't going to stop listening to them because they're not a company that's based on the idea of freedom of speech. They are censored. They don't want to talk about anything that has to do with anti-Jewish things. They only like people that support the higher ups in the Jewish community. If you actually listen to Ben Shapiro and you listen to his talking points, you gain that aspect of it very easily. And the reason I'm more so like Greg Gutfeld, more of the Fox stuff, and even Dan Bongino. I even like Mike, what's his face from Daily Wire too. But the reason why I like other opinions outside of Ben Shapiro is because these people are more relatable. And I'm not saying that Greg Gutfeld doesn't have money. We know he does. I'm not saying like Dan Bongino's not rich. He is. But I am saying that Christianity shouldn't be something that we're willing to give over to these idiots. Because they don't have anything to run on. So they're running on taking down Christianity and any type of value. That's what they're running on. The war on America is going to make America fold. Are you willing to give up your freedom of America? Are you willing to give up your rights? Are you willing to give up what our founding fathers fought for us? Take aside slavery and racism and ignorance and stupidity in this country. Are you willing to give away everything that you have grown up with because a minority group of people doesn't like how you view gay or trans people, or the fact that you don't think DEI is appropriate and you think everything should be based on merit, not because somebody just thinks you should get it? The idea that in schools we're punishing smart kids, I talked about that yesterday, and we want to act like everybody that's Asian and white is the problem, when the problem is the idea that you see the color to begin with. I see people. I don't see color. I wasn't raised like that, and I don't see that. Now, there are certain situations and times where I do recognize some of those situations and I see them for what they are, but never in the moment would I call that out or say that. I'm smart enough to know how to deal with that and how to talk about it. But the war on America is going to end up completely destroying the entire world. Because America is the basis point for the world. And when Biden makes stupid decisions, it affects the entire world. So their stupidity and their ignorance and their willingness to sell us all out to die is only going to end in one way. Total obliteration. Nothing will be left. It's sort of going to be like a sci-fi movie, but worse than that. Because we don't know how far it's all going to be over. If everything stops, like in Walking Dead, and we're faced with that, right? If we're faced with Resident Evil, which is likely going to be next, how are you going to live? I'm going to be fine. My husband knows a lot of people, and we're going to live, right? Our family is going to live. But do you? How are you going to protect your family? What are you going to be willing to do to live? They are destroying everything and they don't have a backup plan. They're pretending and they're lying like green energy is saving anything. Except China and India and all these big countries are not following America getting rid of anything. They're just laughing, right? They're selling gas. They're selling oil. They're punishing Biden. Saudi Arabia doesn't like Biden. A lot of people don't like him. And we're losing our edge. So I'm not seeing anything good happening here. Equity for stupidity. I mean it when I say that. The idea of equity and inclusion. What the hell does that mean? And why are we doing it? We weren't doing it before. If you want to achieve things and you want to have goals and you want to be successful, then do them. If not, then fail. The minority isn't the majority. So when I hear people talk about like really niche groups of people that don't really matter, or like 2 people out of 2 million, I just feel like you're really pulling strings here trying to make something exist that doesn't. Be careful with politics, ma'am. Do not trust any of them. I really consider myself to be an independent, but I am registered as a Republican. But I don't trust the RINOs, and I don't trust the Democrats either. I think they both suck. I'm fully aware of that. I don't think anyone's out to save me or my family with shit. I know that they want to basically make me and my husband's life hell. Me and him both work, like I said, over 40 hours. We are in the very nice point of the middle class, and we're living a very great life thanks to our ability to understand importance. And it's just, instead of rewarding us for getting up every day and serving our purpose and helping our communities and enriching those that are doing things, they're punishing us. The potato chips at the grocery store are $8. And it's not just at the one up the street. It's at basically all of them. It's at Target too. But let's move off politics and let's get to a conversation. Should we be concerned about earthquakes in the United States? Because the other day there was an earthquake in New England, and it was crazy. And I don't really think anybody really reacted to it. It just kind of happened, and everybody was like, it wasn't a big deal, and it was over. But I don't really think New England has any plans to secure or to help or to stop anything, just like Hawaii didn't have one. And if you saw what happened in Hawaii, you should be really concerned about New England. I'm just saying. Warmer weather means... means a need. Warmer weather is a need. Why? Because it's cold. Like, I live in New England and it feels like it's February. It's strange and it's weird. And we're summer. Like, I don't want to be wearing a coat. I put them all in the closet and I don't even want to look at them. I'll just freeze instead of wearing it. So there's that. No. I definitely think I need to live somewhere where it doesn't snow and it's not cold and I don't have to deal with the weather. Where that's going to be, I'm not sure, but we're going to find out. Why do people need to be the center of attention? Because they're not confident. And they don't understand that you can't be the center of attention in a world full of a lot of people. You have to understand your point and you just have to live. You can be the center of attention for people that love you, but not for the entire world. That's non-existence. That's not smart, right? Why would you be so dumb to think you could be the center of attention? Like, we're not Taylor Swift. We're just regular everyday people. And honestly, I like my privacy. I don't want paparazzi following me everywhere. I don't want to not be able to go get French fries at Shake Shack. I want to be able to live my life without that. So... We seriously do need to consider nicer weather. But I think the weather in America has definitely changed. I like the fact that it doesn't snow as much as it used to in New England. And I'm totally okay with that. You know, if someday I get to live in nice Florida, totally okay with that too. We'll see what happens. But back to what I was saying about the center of attention. I don't know why people need to be the main point of the conversation. And people utilize social media because they want to influence a conversation. And they think that that's going to benefit them long term. And it just makes them look sad and pathetic. And the more people do this, the more I just feel like, are you serious, my dude? Like, calm down. Get back into your lane of nobody knows who you are. Updating your pillows. When is it important to update your pillow? I'd say like every other month. Like, the pillows we got right now are not working out, and I definitely need to get new ones, and we are definitely going to the store this weekend at some point. This weekend, me and Skip are celebrating another year of being married. I think we're at 12 years of marriage come Saturday. So take some time to wish us a good anniversary. I gotta work on it, but he'll get over it. Pillows are important, but do you need to get like a My Pillow, or are you okay with a regular pillow? Can you just go to Target and buy a pillow? Can you order the pillow on Amazon? How do we buy pillows? Do any of you know anything about pillows? Because I kind of feel like maybe I need to go to a pillow store. Is that something I can Google, or how does that work? I don't know. Moving on from the pillow talk, let's get to the movie talk with Star Watch talk. When we watched together, oh, you didn't think that was going right. You thought I forgot that I made up the damn song. You know I remember it. Baby Driver. Have you seen that? Glass. Skyscraper. Mortal Engines. The Program. That looks scary. I looked at the preview for that. That looks suspect. But I totally want to watch that. I was considering rewatching Equalizer because each movie is different, but good. Louder Milk. I don't know what that's about. I might have to look at that. Lord of Misrule. The Cookie. We Were the Lucky Ones. I found those shows and I'm considering adding those to the list of things for me to watch, but I still need to get caught up on Next Level Chef. Honestly, you know I'm watching Greg Gutfeld right now because I can't go to sleep without looking at him. Murder, She Wrote, about to come on at 11. And that's basically the conversation. I'm looking for a new water pitcher, so I think I'm about to go into Home Goods, TJ Maxx, and find me one of these days. Why do people drink plastic water bottles? It drives me crazy. Why can't you just use a goddamn Brita or pour the water in from the faucet into a water bottle? Why do you need a plastic bottle? You know what? The idea that we had to take away plastic bags to use reusable bags doesn't make any sense either to me. But the water bottle thing really irritates me. Like, I see people with water bottles all the time and it just pisses me off. Why do we have water bottles? Why can't you fill up your water bottle? You have the damn water bottle. Fill it up. Just a thought. The plastic and the fish and the sea and the water and all the problems water bottles cause. And people keep using them. And they're heavy. Why would you want to put that into your car? The most insane stuff I've seen with water bottles is everything that happened during COVID. And I hope to God I never have to experience that again. Is a dietitian better than the shot? So I had a conversation with my trainer and she was like, you're doing good. You lost a couple of pounds, but you could be doing differently. So that kind of left me feeling like, is this your way of telling me that I don't have to pay all this money to come see you every week? Because if that's the case, we could can it right now. But another part of me feels like I don't understand what's happening. I don't eat bad things. I typically eat the correct thing. And I'm not doing anything maliciously to disconnect from what I'm doing. So I'm really not sure how this is working, but I'm going to stay positive. But I feel like I don't really want to get a surgery outside of like liposuction, right? I wouldn't want to get like gastric bypass because I'm concerned about having to take medication forever for the rest of my life. That's concerning to me. But is it better to, like, have a dietitian tell you, like, what you should and shouldn't eat? Or get one of those row shots, like, in your abdomen, like, every month? And what's the side effects of those things? These are questions I'd probably have to answer first before I decide to do any of that. More fruits and veggies, meaning even veggies you normally wouldn't eat. Like, I typically wouldn't eat asparagus, but I ate it twice this week so far. I'm still alive. Eat green. As many times as you can, find a way to have a salad, find a way to shove it into a protein shake, find a way to drink it, eat it, and enjoy it. My friends, that is the end of this Hump Day Pod. Thank you for tuning in to Born to Be a Star, and I'll see you same place, same time tomorrow. Bye. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. In the light, in the dark, we are the light. In the darkness, we are shining, not just in America, but all around the world, all around the galaxies, all around the galaxies in the galaxies. We are the nethers. We are the beginning, the middle, the end. We were here when time was created. We'll be here when time is over. We are like Jesus Christ because we are omnipresent. Us, we, they, them. We are but time and space. And most importantly, we are light. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Don't forget your star power. Don't forget that you are a star. I'll see you tomorrow.